As the beloved Pearl speaks her heart to us, we ask our mighty I Am Presence to bless her, all of those who were with beloved Daddy in the Cave of Light in India, and in their service to America, may we cooperate in every way possible for America's freedom and peace to the earth that brings the ascension for all. Beloved I Am Ascended Master Youth, and those of the I Am students who are with us tonight, I come to bring you, I trust, one of the most wonderful ways and means by which you may release yourselves from some of the struggle and distress that has been your experience in carrying responsibility. Let me say to you, the greater the responsibility you carry, the greater will be your release of the inner powers of your own life streams in order to help you carry that responsibility. And after all, no one expands his or her light, nor the unfed flame in the heart, without carrying responsibility. And when you realize that it is but the wonderful means of drawing forth into outer action the inner powers of your own life, you will never try to avoid responsibility as the opportunity comes in the outer world to take it. And this is what it does for you. In addition to drawing forth the latent powers from your higher mental body into your outer physical use, it raises the energy of the outer self and of the outer physical world and its substance into the causal body whenever your responsibility is in constructive channels and allows you to go forth and release greater good to all life around you. Now, the ascension is determined by the amount of light that is in the causal body. And I mean by that, substance that has been used constructively in the physical octave, and the energy in the feeling world that has been constructively qualified, and therefore pours forth light. When that constructively used substance and energy becomes self-luminous, the higher mental body draws it into the causal body. And when the causal body becomes full of light, you automatically attain your ascension. And the wonderful blessing about carrying responsibility in constructive channels is that sometimes when the outer activity demands almost all you have to give, the result of the intense demand of the responsibility is that it forces the release into your outer use of the powers of the higher mental body that enable you to be a better instrument in the physical world by which the divine desires of your mighty I Am Presence move into the physical world and produce the manifestations of perfection that assist all mankind to become free. So when opportunity offers to accept responsibility that is constructive, never waver. As you put your hand to a greater task, that is constructive and call to your mighty I Am presence to give you all that is necessary to bring it to its victorious fulfillment, there comes within you an expansion of the field of your own mastery. And that mastery is the mastery of the energy and substance and consciousness in this world by the use of the powers of your own higher mental body. Then, as that is raised and placed within the causal body, you have taken a certain proportion of the actual physical substance and energy of this world and raised it in to the light in the causal body, and then at the moment of the ascension, it is drawn in to the flame presence of the mighty I Am. And that which has been the light substance and the physical structure of this world has become an ever-expanding eternal flame of the mighty I Am presence above each one, and in that comes the glorifying power from the great central sun to fill the universe with eternal happiness. So it all begins with the individual's own conscious effort to assist in the physical affairs of the world by the use of the cosmic light substance and the powers of the higher mental body through conscious call, until as that floods forth into physical activity, it brings more and more perfection, it brings illumination, it releases greater opportunity to beautify the universe around you, and it is the power by which the outer self is raised into the eternal victory wherein the fulfillment of the divine plan is complete for each life stream. Now, in reference to the younger generation, which we are all doing everything we can to assist, in order to keep them out of the clutches of the forces that seek only to destroy them, it becomes necessary to use the energy of the outer self in channels that are constructive and that are a responsibility to bring greater perfection to the nation. Therefore, as was said in Washington's vision, every child from the cradle to the ascension should be taught to live for his God, his country, and for the upliftment of his fellow man, which brings freedom to the individual, and then to the nation, and then to the world. Those of you who have had the opportunity of being assisted by the mighty Saint Germain and others of the Ascended Host have been prepared, my dear ones, and purified and strengthened that you may be the light bearers of the future and the builders of the perfection that brings eternal happiness to the nation and the world. And peace cannot come except from the heart of God, the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun. And so those of you who face the years to come as you live within the borders of this beloved land of light should remember that your daily responsibility, privately as well as in your outer service, is to call forth these greater powers of the cosmic light and the sacred fire into every physical condition within the nation, that it may compel the purification that allows the divine plan to be fulfilled. So everyone should feel much responsibility to give your decrees every day for the purification of the nation and its protection against that which is not the God freedom to which you are dedicated, and therefore bringing the ascension to the nations of the world as well as to individuals. So everyone under this radiation should feel a tremendous responsibility as his patriotic duty to the nation in which he is going to live to call forth these great powers of the cosmic light and the sacred fire to move into outer physical conditions and dissolve what is wrong and make victorious what is right, hold the place of that which has been of distress. Then you will find that as you consider this, your divine duty and responsibility and your patriotic service to the nation, the nation which is your home, will automatically then be a better home for you. So if we are to save the nation, the home life of the people must be purified and strengthened and cut free from that which is not good, that which is not God-designed, and that which is not the divine plan of the future. So you, as the builders of the future, have a great responsibility in giving obedience to this law and calling forth the powers from your mighty I Am presence and the ascended host that will compel conditions within the government and within the land to be filled with the ascended master's presence, and that of the other great beings, to bring into this world that which enables all mankind to attain the ascension, the original divine way, as was intended. So your service, my service, and that of all the generations yet to come, is to bless the nation that is your home, and in the home in which you live, there abides the opportunity to carry the responsibility to, as you take your ascension, leave your home better than it was when you entered into this embodiment. Then you will be the honor flame of God's heart. Then you will know what the miracle of eternal love and light means to the earth. And as you go forward, understanding this deeply, will you be clothed with the powers and assistance from the Ascended Master's octave to bring here the perfection that glorifies all and raises all into the ascension, in the fulfillment of the divine plan, the original divine way. And to that end, do we stand ready to assist you as you serve the great ideal that draws all mankind to freedom and automatically brings you your own because you have lived to make the world better than it was when you came into it, and leave a pathway of light for others to follow, whereon there flows constantly the raising activity until the earth itself becomes a sun in space and mankind enter into the ascended master's octave to render their cosmic service for eternity. So I bear to you the encouragement which we are so willing to give and every assistance as you step forward and take the responsibility of assisting the nation and those within your borders to be raised into greater perfection as you pass along the pathway of your experience in this world to your own eternal victory. I thank you and clothe you tonight with all the encouragement and power my heart can give to assist you to this end until mankind awaken to their responsibility to give back to life that which enables the cosmic law to set them free. So as you go forward, remember, we stand by your side, ready to give every assistance as you give your assistance to the world. So under that end, do we serve with great joy, and then every responsibility becomes but a great privilege of using the master powers of life in physical action to free all mankind as soon as possible. So I commend you to the victory of every responsibility you accept and the freedom that it must bring to you. Thank you with all my heart. Thank you, beloved Pearl, and all the great ones who have constantly reminded us of that which takes us always to our freedom. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible victory and miracle control of all outer things that wherever we abide, mankind become free forever. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in the victory of your own heart's command to life and pull your dominion through us forever. Thank you, beloved Daddy. We call the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, who clothe us with their visible, tangible presence, their sevenfold flame of that miracle control of all in this world. We ask mighty Arcturus to expand the unfed flame in our hearts and become one with the sevenfold flame of Thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress the great miracle command to life, move us forward victorious over all in this world till our ascension is complete the original divine way without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have forever hoped to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging with that one mighty stroke from the heart of creation, speak the great central sun's great command to the earth, that the sacred love of the sacred fire take its dominion now, and by its miracle control, rule everything with full power for eternity. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask and flood forth all it contains, the outer hands and use of those under this radiation, and expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command, compel all on this earth, raise, purify, illumine, and use in the service of the light for the ascension of all as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. Now as we return these physical flames, the great central sun from whence they came, We ask them to be our messengers, convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call, all the light, all the help, all the power, all the sacred fire, and all of that miracle control of eternity from the heart of creation into all things in the physical world, till we all stand ascended and free.